Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms, through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. Well, good evening. This is David Ewing here. Jeanette is not here at the moment, but she's elsewhere in the house, and she'll be here shortly. So we are your hosts for Moon Magic, and tonight is discussion night. So we alternate every other program with discussion or ritual, and this time around it's new moon time, so we're going to have a discussion, and tonight's discussion is about abundance and how to ways to foster ways to bring and increase abundance in our lives. And as abundance is sort of a fuzzy, I think it's kind of a vague phrase of, like, what do you mean by abundance? So we'll kind of talk a little bit about that, a little mundane ways to help foster abundance in your life, some magical ways to help foster abundance in your life, in many of its forms. Yeah, and so the cohort in crime, Jeanette is here now too. Ms. Red Wolf, hello.
Good evening.
So, yeah. Abundance. What is abundance?
Yeah, what does it mean to have abundance? People have different...
Is it bad abundance?
I'm going to say no.
Okay.
The word itself implies that it is a positive gain of some sort. Typically, we think of abundance as it relates to the physical realm. Physical needs being met, having enough food to eat, having adequate shelter, having clothing in a modern context. It also probably includes having a reliable way to get around, whether it is your own vehicle or if you live in a city that has good public transportation, then reliable public transportation. And there are plenty of larger cities in America, in the United States, that definitely fit that bill. Definitely in Europe, many cities have good public transportation systems. So it doesn't just mean owning your own vehicle, although if you live in the United States, that's probably where many people go to when they think about that. Being able to pay bills. We live in a modern society. We don't go out and chop our own wood for heat, for cooking, rely on electricity. Some places, in addition to that, you rely on natural gas or cooking oil to cook, or heating oil, I should say, to cook and heat your home. Having access to clean drinking water. So those are all examples of abundance in the physical realm. We cannot get by without clean drinking water. We cannot get by without having regular sources of food, like physical sustenance. But abundance can and does often expand beyond those immediate boundaries. Because as humans, we rely on other humans for support in so many different ways. So you can have your physical needs met, but not have much abundance in the way of connections with others, whether it be biological family, or non-biological family, people that we call our friends, people that we have different types of relationships with, and having healthy connections with other humans is definitely a form of abundance. And I think it's, and some would argue, it's just as important as the physical abundance aspect of what we require to survive. And at this time of social distancing and needing to stay apart, especially just physically apart from other people that we used to see regularly, that form of abundance can definitely be lacking. And since this is a show whose title is Moon Magic, I think it's important to look at the aspects of the influence of the moon's energies on not only helping to foster abundance, but on the opposite side of that coin, to rid ourselves of those things that can hinder abundance. And in the second half of the show, I will be talking more about the practical, physical needs that are obviously associated with abundance, places where you can get help. But I thought I would start off by talking about how this is the waning moon, and if you have a cell phone, there are multiple apps that are moon phase calculators. I don't even know what ours is called. You and I have the same one, Dave.
We do. Let me look. It's reference. It's called Phases of the Moon. That's what it's called, just Phases of the Moon.
Okay.
Yeah, real tricky.
And so right now, we are at 1% of
waning.
So tomorrow, early morning, I don't know, between what, 5-something, 6-something, is when the moon is technically, quote-unquote, new or null at 0%.
Right.
And I've mentioned this before. I always like to repeat this because this show goes out to many people of many different types of nature, spirituality-based paths, and there are different concepts that people have when it comes to doing magical work or energetic work related to the phase of the moon.
Yeah.
Some people will do work to get rid of unwanted influences only while the moon is waning, and technically not while it is, once it is quote-unquote new. Other people will do things up until the, including the time of the new moon, and even up to a day or so after. So it is your personal preference. It is part of your personal belief system. And it is up to you as to how you work with that. So when I talk about new moon, insert whatever specific time period fits best for your specific spiritual practice. So why do I mention this? It is something that we used to talk about even before the whole social distancing and COVID virus pandemic started, but it is especially true right now because in the media and all over various forms of social media, especially Facebook, this has become a time when people have really started to see, and even in the years leading up to it, as related to this current administration and how people's political beliefs have become much more polarized, that people that you may have only had a brief acquaintance with, or maybe even not so much, people who you thought you were good friends with, and even family members whose beliefs you didn't know concretely, are now having conflict with those people. And so how do you deal with that? And, well, one of the best ways to do is to have a monthly practice where you make an active habit of, and you, monthly, hell, weekly. I mean, really, depending on what kind of stresses you are inundated with, it can be something as simple as an end-of-the-day mantra or an end-of-the-week mantra where you do some, in whatever degree, meditative work or breathing work to actively work to decrease those stresses in your life. And, again, it can be as simple as doing breath work. You can take a black candle or a white candle, really a candle of any color, but typically black or some sort of darker candle or even just a regular old tea light. You can put a symbol. You can put an initial. You can make it more complicated and do work to release those negative influences from your life. Causes of stress, causes of anxiety, causes of conflict, and then in the physical realm, back it up by either severely limiting contact. I know there are people who have conflicts with family members. Right now, I see it all the time. Various people on Facebook still have family members that have very different and often antagonistic beliefs and ideas related to what is going on. From anti-vaccination beliefs to conspiracy theories to being outright hostile by seeing somebody simply wearing a mask to protect themselves. So make sure you make that part of your practice. You can unfollow somebody without going all the way to unliking or even blocking. Now, some time ago, we did do that. We've done that with other people that we've known that on Facebook that they're not our best friends, but we've also done it to some family members over the years, even before all of this started. And it does make a world of difference. And when we're talking about Facebook, and other forms of social media, it really can bring out the worst in people, and life is too short. And if it's a source of stress, then remove that stress for yourself. You'll save yourself a world of hurt in the long run. Like I said, if you are compelled by various other pressures in your life to not unfriend somebody, you can definitely change your settings. We have technology that allows us to do this. You don't have to pay attention.
Well, and also, and even to that, just and you can make a ritual gesture to it, that when you see something on social media from somebody that you know, that you like, that's a family member or a friend or whatever, if they post something that really sets you off, that really, like, you know, just pulls it all, just
yeah,
doesn't, right?
Trigger, yeah.
Just, is a trigger, you know, make a ritual gesture of scrolling down and just scroll by and make it and say something, like, and say something as you do it, you know, a little quick spell kind of a thing, and it'll to help remove that from anything that's bringing, that's holding you back or you know, that. To let it go, to just like, yeah, I'm not going to respond. I'm bigger than that. I'm moving on. Okay, and scroll. And that's, I mean, it's a simple little thing, but just like, I'm bigger than that. I'm no, and move on. And by saying like no to it, if you see something that you don't agree with, if you see somebody that's posted or shared or something that you don't agree with, that would normally, like, set you off, and I do it all the time. I see stuff on there, like, I don't, and, like, and I start to, like, oh, my God, I'm going to tear into them. I'm going to do a reply, and they're going to, like, be crying to their mom, and I'm going to, like, just rip them up because it's so stupid, and I don't know what the hell they're saying. And I'll think that, like, wait, no, it's not worth my time. They're not worth it. Scroll. And by saying no, you're saying no to the influence that they have over you. You're saying no to the power that they have over you just in triggering that kind of response. It's like, no, I'm not going to do that. They're not worth my time. And scroll. You know, page down, scroll, swipe, whatever you do, however you manipulate your tech. But make a gesture of it and exaggerate your gesture a little bit when you do that so that it's like, no, no, and scroll. And then move on, and then, like, don't dwell on it. Like, oh, well, whatever. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're going to say what they're going to say, and it ain't your problem. Move on. Scroll. So that's the thing. That's my advice on that. That's what I do.
See, I think definitely part of a practice of bringing in abundance is to and just positivity in general. And you can, and I think our magical practices in various forms, even though we tend to dissect them, especially those of us of a more witchy bent, might do work specifically for healing or specifically for money or specifically for love. I think there are ways that we word things that can almost limit how we work with and manipulate energy and bring in positive influences in general. So, when I talk about abundance, it can also be, how about an abundance of health, good health? And so, again, the waning moon aspect of that is to banish illness, banish poor health. If you know somebody who is immediately sick, and it can be from this particular virus or something else. How about the number of people that you know, including yourself, that might have mental health issues? People, I mean, I don't know of anybody who's not suffering from anxiety to some degree right now. I mean, really.
Really.
So, we tried to work on increasing abundance. How about abundant good health, physical health, emotional health, working on getting to a place where we are physically healthier than we were before, and even if you have chronic health issues, doing the best you can with the resources you have available to optimize your physical health as much as you can. Because there are a number of people I know also, again, that have a number of chronic physical health issues as well.
Vanishing part of it, identify what practices and habits of yours are negative towards good health. And identify those, and this is the time where in the vanishing part of things, you would, you know, get rid of, focus on that and work on trying to change your behavior to undo those behaviors and patterns and habits that are unhealthy for you, that are contrary to better health. You know, this is a time, this could be a time that you could use to focus on, you know, quitting bad habits, quitting the junk food, quitting sodas, quitting smoking, quitting whatever of I'm going to stop that and I'm going to kick that out of my life kind of a thing. So that's, you know, so while you're working on the good health part of it, work on getting rid of the bad health part of it.
And by all means, don't go 180 in trying to do everything at one time.
Right.
If you are a soda person and a Frito person and a whatever other sweet, well, whatever sweet fast food, junk food things.
Okay.
Dave and I are horrible. We have horrible, horrible sweet tooths. And
I mean, you said sodas and Fritos, so yeah.
Those are tough. How about only 1 month at a time? Starting with the thing that...
And you don't have to go cold turkey either. Just like I'm going to...
How about let's...
Phase it out.
How about phasing out? How about phasing out?
Yeah. So a pattern or a behavior... So you're working on a pattern or behavior to undo a negative pattern or behavior, but do it in a way that's going to work.
Right.
You know.
And be realistic.
Yeah,
be realistic.
Yeah.
So that is one good way to help foster the abundance associated with bringing health into better health for you or your family members, your loved ones as well, for sure. So we're talking about ways to actually do work for abundance. And if we're talking about money part of abundance, the most obvious thing that we connect with the word abundance, then what kinds of practices? Well, again, it is good to try to get into a habit of removing what we don't want and we don't need to substitute what we want to bring in. Okay, so that's what I would call phase one. Another part of that is to work on what Selena calls the gratitude attitude.
Yeah, I've heard that in a few places,
I've heard it a few places, too. She's not the only person I've heard that from. I used to think, because I tend to be cynical by nature, I used to think it was bogus. This is lame. That's not going to work. But you know what? It actually does work. Even for a cynical,
crotchety
old cat lady like me, it actually does work. And it can be hard if you are overwhelmed right now with a lot of things coming down on you. But even trying to find just a few things, even only one or two things, that you can say, I'm grateful for this. I may not have much money right now, but you know what? I've got good friends and my family is there for me. Or I may have crappy health, but I have a job that's paying my bills right now.
Yeah. What's that gratitude project thing?
There is, and you can go online and just do a basic search for gratitude project.
Yeah.
And, again, David and I are Mr. and Mrs. Cynical. But
really, I mean, that's like a month. This gratitude project, where the idea is you take a month and every day you state something that you're grateful for, something different every day, and that can be a challenge, and that's why they call it it's a challenge, but it's to help develop your mind into that gratitude attitude mindset of seeing the light every day. There's something positive that happens in your life every day. So taking account of that and appreciating it. And it might just be something as simple as the birds this morning were really like lively and stuff, and really, it just reminds me that there's a lot of life out there that's going on, that's positive and stuff that we can connect with. You know, just something simple as, or a flower. You saw a flower today that really like brightened your day, brightened your mood at that moment, and made you smile. Well, remember that. That's something to be grateful for. You know, that something. It could be something simple, or something is as deep as, you know, being grateful for the family and your friends, and you know, a lot of other things. So it's really, there's a lot of difference, a lot of range, but the idea is to find the gratitude project. The idea is to find something every day for a month to be grateful for. And then to carry that on through the year, you know, like every day, think of something that you're grateful for and thankful for. So it's tough.
It is. So when we talk about doing work to, like, magical work, spell work, there are meditations, there are huge varieties of different kinds of spell activities, from simple to complex. And I brought this down from the kitchen before the show started. We don't use bay leaves, which is, the tree is called bay laurel.
We don't cook with them that much.
We don't cook with them that much. You may or may not have them in your own pantry. We do. They're good for stews.
And half the time I think we don't have any, so I buy some anyway.
Yeah, so we have like extra little baggies and jars floating around. So bay leaves are, and this is a simple thing you can do. You can use bay leaves. You can use basil leaves, too, with the whole basil leaf. You could probably use other dried broadleaf leaves. And there are a number of tree species that are deciduous trees that grow all over the United States that have leaves of various sizes. And most places in the U.S. have had trees start blooming and producing leaves at this point. But bay and basil in particular are good for bringing in wealth. They're also good for protective work and cleansing. And you can do something as simple as write a symbol or a word or just write your name on it and hold it and concentrate on what it is you either, A, want to get rid of to help get rid of those things that are impeding your progress, or B, for manifestation and prosperity. And then you can burn, again, they come from the grocery store, whole, already dried, so they burn pretty easily.
Yeah.
If it is something like a basil leaf or the leaf off of a tree, they kind of need to be dried before you work with it if you want to burn it. Otherwise, if it is a whole fresh leaf off of a tree or, again, a plant like basil, you can write what you need to write and bury it in the ground. That gets transformed. As it decays, other organisms are going to use that as food, continuing the cycle of life, and that energy ends up getting transformed and it manifests. So that is super, super, super simple. There are a host of books, and there's some pretty good websites out there that have good information on different kinds of plants and flowers associated with abundance. You can certainly bring those plants and flowers in to your home, fresh, put them in a vase with a little bit of water, put it in a sacred space or on your altar space or, you know, whatever area you have available in your own home, as a tool to focus on doing abundance work. You can work with dried herbs of a wide variety of types, sprinkling those leaves around stones or essential candle or candles on your altar space for work with promoting abundance. Likewise, there's also candle magic. Typically, most books associate a few different colors with candle magic, but I say this all the time. If you don't have that, a simple white candle will do. It can be a votive candle. It can be a tea light. It can be a taper candle or, what do you call those? The big fat chubby ones?
Pillar.
Pillar candle. Yeah, it can be a pillar candle as well. If you're going to light a bigger candle or a glass fill candle as well, you can burn it for a certain number of minutes every day and then snuff it out before you go to bed at night or before you leave your home, what have you. I do like working with the smaller candles, or those little 4.5-inch chime candles that we use as spell candles, certainly as well. But the colors most commonly associated with abundance are green, gold, orange, gold and yellow are associated with the sun and with gold and with wealth. So for many, gold is a powerful color as well.
Of course, the thing there too is that the gold candles usually cost more than the other color candle of the same type and size.
Correct.
Everywhere we've ever bought candles from, you know, we'll buy blue and green and yellow and red and gold and silver, and the gold and silver candles always cost more than the other ones do. So that's another way to associate it with abundance and money, is, I guess, is that, you know, if you use a gold candle, well, it's a little, you had to give more to use the candle. So kind of that you have to give to get kind of mindset.
Yeah, I guess so.
Does that make any sense? I don't know.
Yeah, it does.
As an association, to associate it kind of a thing, yeah.
But some of the more common plants and herbs, spices that are associated with money, with abundance, prosperity, would include but are not limited to the following. Spices such as allspice, cinnamon, nutmeg. Nuts in general are associated with abundance.
Yep.
The other thing I didn't talk about is the fertility end of abundance. And again, you don't have to want to have a child, although if you want to have a child, this is a good time to work on that as well. Although I don't know too many people that are actively working to try to have a child right now.
Although there has been discussion about what the COVID baby boom is going to look like, with everybody having to stay inside and stuff, and what kind of baby boom we're going to have later this winter.
That
may not be an intentional like thing. It's just
right.
A thing.
Orange is associated with that degree of wealth. Ginger. Trees such as maple, oak, pecan, the tree and nut. Acorns are associated with wealth. So is pine. How many of you live in an area that have lots of pine trees?
Yeah.
We do, and especially in the southeastern U.S., bring a pine cone into the house. Multiple. I like pine cones. I've always been partial to them. Rice, the poplar tree, some places it's called tulip poplar or the yellow poplar. They have a very wide, broad leaf, and when you dry those leaves, they can be great for doing spell work with, by the way, because they're physically large. Pineapple, pomegranate, almonds, buckwheat, cashew, again, another nut.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Mint is as well.
Yeah.
Again, I've mentioned basil before. All of the mints are associated with monetary wealth. items that are not used quite as often, like benzoin, that is a resin.
The resin.
And
yeah.
It comes dried. Sometimes you find the chunks, but typically it's sold in New Age stores, it's dry. Same with acacia. Those are a few. Again, foods that are spicy, like peppers also, are also associated with increase in energy.
Oh, yeah, peppers? Yeah, because they're catalyst type things, so they increase your warmth, they increase energy, increase things. So for things of increasing something, you definitely peppers.
Yeah.
Chili peppers, pepper, spicy. So think spicy. Cinnamon would be a good one for that, too.
Yeah.
It's a spicy thing that warms you up. Ginger probably, too, probably. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a long time ago, a gazillion years ago, when we first got when we were little baby pagans, and witchlets. Yes, witchlets. I've heard that term recently. So back when we were newbies and we got books from my sister, who actually had a snail mail catalog at the time, we got books from Scott Cunningham. Good old Scott Cunningham. And one of these books is the book of, and this is the original book. It's got to be. One of the earlier printings, The Complete Book of Incense, Oils, and Brews. And in here is a recipe. Yeah. For the money pentacles. You remember making the money pentacles, David?
I do.
It's a little bit messy, but it's also kind of fun to do. I like it. Now, these are suggested spices and oils. And if you're a person that can take an idea and think outside the box, this is a good place to start. So it's equal parts, and this makes a lot of these little money pentacles, of cloves, cinnamon, nutmeg, and ginger. These are all dried and ground. Just a few. Like, when I mean a few, like maybe only one or two drops of cinnamon or clove or nutmeg oil. And then to that, you can add gum arabic. I mentioned benzoin earlier. Benzoin is also, it's pretty good for binding. If you don't have that, I suspect you could probably use just flour or maybe cornstarch, or even
cornstarch.
Or arrowroot powder.
You got that.
Yeah. Well, if you do the gluten-free thing, you're likely to have maybe arrowroot powder in your house. But, yeah, you could even use a little bit of cornmeal.
Yeah.
Something to bind it together. That's what you need. So equal parts of those spices, something else to bind it together. I've got gum arabic. I've got all the stuff because we've been doing stuff for forever and a day. But you can use regular things in your kitchen as well. And then you're going to slowly add water, one tablespoon or two at a time, until it's bound together, until it's like sticky. And then flatten them out to whatever size you want. You can make them bigger, like up to a couple of inches in diameter, or little, like maybe only an inch or so, inch and a half in diameter. Use, what do you call the pokey wooden things? Toothpick. Use a toothpick to etch, or something else sharp, to etch a pinnacle on one side. You could even do maybe dollar sign on the other, or you can do just dollar signs, or maybe pinnacle on one side and your initials on the other. Let them dry. It's going to take at least a day or two for them to dry. It depends on the humidity in your own house. And then that becomes a permanent tool that you can use for all sorts of abundance slash prosperity slash money related endeavors. You can keep them in your purse. You can keep them on your altar. You can add it to a sachet or sachet with other herbs. And you can add stones to that as well. You can use it as a focal point for doing any sort of ritual and spell work. And it's also really fun to do. There are a wide variety of oils that you can make. You can use olive oil. You can even use regular lighter cooking oil. You can use other oils like almond oil or jojoba or avocado oil. Keep in mind, if you're going to use anything other than jojoba, the others can get rancid over time, so make them in very small quantities, and you can use it. You can anoint stones. You can anoint yourself. You can anoint papers that are your petitions that you're going to burn at a later date, or, you know, on the night of that or day of that particular working. You can use it to anoint specific ritual tools or other items that you associate with prosperity, including jewelry.
Your pentacle pendant.
Your pentacle pendant.
If you have one, yeah.
And the pentacle symbol itself is typically associated with the element of earth, which is associated with physical gain,
prosperity.
The physical substances of our lives that we all need to survive, a place to live, food to eat.
I used to work with somebody who would refer to working his pentacles. Are you working your pentacles? I'm working my pentacles. Meaning, work that is going to bring about more income or prosperity in, you know, basically taking care of your financial and your material needs. Are you working your pentacles, making sure your bills are paid, making sure your house is taken care of, you know, that kind of stuff? But he would refer to that as working his pentacles.
Who was?
Lee.
It was Lee. That's funny.
Yeah, and he would refer to that, you know, that he would talk about working his pentacles. If he was taking a class or a training to get for certifications, whatever, that was working his pentacles. If he was taking care of his bills and paying extra on bills, he was working pentacles. If he was doing something, anything related to that which is normally associated with the pentacles and the tarot and your earth and stuff, is working your pentacles.
Working your pentacles.
That's it.
How interesting.
Yep.
I mentioned stones, crystals. One stone, well, there are several that are always at the top of my list that are associated with prosperity, with abundance.
Yep.
Green aventurine, malachite, raw emeralds. And raw emeralds can be a little harder to come by. Amazonite. Green quartzes of any type. tree agate, moss agate, tiger's eye, which is golden in color, and due to the way that the stone is formed, is very, especially when it's polished, is very iridescent. Citrine. Carnelian. Yellow or honey calcite. So those are a few that are always at the top of my mind. In fact, the altar that I have set up right now that is a little more cat-friendly, although I have a klutzy cat that's always knocking over things, I have a little collection of animals, little stone animals I've got around a central point. Since it's the new moon and into the waning moon, a while back, and I don't know, remember where I bought this particular sphere. I bought a sphere. It is onyx, a couple inches in diameter. That is my symbol for the new moon. I've got a couple of decent-sized pieces of aventurine and citrine. I've also got, I know where I bought this, too. You probably don't remember, David. I've got a flat piece. It is roughly, what, 3 inches in around. It's irregularly shaped, but it was polished. So it's this little flat slab that's sort of 3-ish by 2-ish. It's five-sided, but not a regular pentagonal shape. And it's malachite. And I bought it at the Maryland Ren Fair a bazillion years ago.
I remember that.
Oh, you do remember.
I remember that. I came from the Ren Fair.
You remember?
I remember.
You remember. But what if you don't have those? Go out into some form of nature, some way or another. Mm-hmm. And look around for a stone that has meaning to you. Now, if it has a few little veins of something greenish running or brown or little speckles, more the merrier. When you find things that are part of the earth that have meaning to you and you develop a connection to, you can charge it with intent for a very particular purpose. And there are people that we know that do lots with herbs but nothing with crystals, who do lots with crystals but not much when it comes to working with magical, with plants in any way, shape, or form. If you don't have those things, but you do have accesses to technology, you can start your own research on, again, plants that are associated with abundance and work on developing relationships with plant spirit guides or plant spirit helpers, however you want to term that, for the specific purpose of helping to create abundance.
Or an environment for abundance.
Grow. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of what you're working on is, you know, it's, to me, it's not as much that you're working to do work to bring abundance to your life as you're working to do work to create an environment or a situation where what it is that you wish to grow in your life is able to grow. And sort of creating that physical or magical space for abundance
to manifest.
Manifest.
Yeah. And if you are one of those people that has been financially harmed by this pandemic, there is no shame in asking for help from friends or family or the many numbers of different relief organizations that are out there. And one organization is called Feeding America. It's feedingamerica.org. You can look up food pantries by state. And what I did is I did a Google search, food pantries by state, and I came up with a website. It was right at the top. It's called foodpantries.org. And you type in your address, and you can find the food pantries that are closest to you. There's a website called Charity Navigator, which also has a variety of resources available for people. One of the things that, the first thing that started to happen was that people couldn't pay their bills, including utility bills. And there is a program called the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program. The acronym is LIH as in Harry, EAP as in Paul. And what you can also do is simply call your utility companies or go to their website, find out what information they have available. You may need to talk to a human to get help and get relief that way.
Because most utility companies and stuff now, especially right now, have programs in place. Even before COVID happened, in the past few years, our utility companies have had programs in place to help to provide assistance for folks who are having, you know, financial difficulties. If you're having job, you know, job issues or whatever or other issues, you know, they've had programs in place, and they have even more so now, while, you know, our employment scarcity is happening with the COVID-19 virus that's going around, and so many people are becoming unemployed, and the questionable, you know, steadiness, consistency of employment and stuff. So they have even more programs in place now. And most of them have, even before any kind of government legislation or direction, they had already said that they would not disconnect anybody's service during this time, even if you fell behind and didn't make your payments and stuff, that they were not going to, that would just be insulting to people and insult to injury kind of a thing.
Right.
So they're not disconnecting. So, but definitely, you know, contact them to see what they have. It is not, it's okay to ask for help.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. And that can be one of the biggest hurdles for people to get over.
Just.
Because if you've lived your life being completely self-sufficient, and people have a lot, understandably, people have a lot of pride in being self-sufficient. We all want to be. We don't want to be reliant on others. It's part of the cultural makeup of this country to have that mindset.
Yeah.
But it is okay to ask for help.
It is. And I just checked foodpantries.org and listed for Virginia, and then it lists cities, and I clicked on Manassas, which is the city that we live closest to, and it came up with six food organizations that have food pantries, churches and other organizations that are running food pantry services. So you know, if you need help with that, definitely check it out, foodpantries.org, for that. Excellent.
Yeah, and if you lost your job due to this, due to the pandemic, there are companies that are hiring. And trust me when I say,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure some of these are not the places that you wanted to start off working at, but it's a job and it'll help to bring money in. 7-Eleven is hiring.
You see the commercials that Domino's is hiring.
Yeah.
You know, food delivery, I know a lot of folks were making extra money by doing, you know, car services and driver, you know, ride share, sort of Uber Uber and the other one that I'm forgetting the name of. those other services like Uber. I'm sorry, I'm just blanked out on that.
I just
ran out of brain on that one.
I don't remember either.
That's Lyft. Lyft. Uber, Lyft, and others. I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot that. But they actually recommended and pointed their drivers to some people who are driving because they've lost. Nobody's going to work. Nobody's
right.
Driving around. So going places. So they actually recommended that their drivers look at the food delivery places, Grubhub, DoorDash, and pizza deliveries and other places, stuff for additional income, and I think we're helping them get hooked up with those services too.
Right.
To keep doing stuff that kind
of
thing.
I know Instacart.
Oh yeah.
We have used Instacart.
I used to laugh at people who use Instacart.
I know.
Instacart.
So
I'm
do
like,
I.
Really?
Like
you can't go to the store.
That's a lazy.
And it's like you know that's really cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, handy.
We are one of the lucky people. David has his job still. I'm still teaching. In fact, I'm going to be teaching a summer class online starting June 1st.
Yeah.
And while I don't make a huge amount of money as adjunct faculty at my local community college, it definitely helps to bring in extra green into our household.
Yeah.
And it's worth it because we're both over 50. My health is generally pretty good, but I've got asthma. I'm in one of the higher brackets.
Mm-hmm.
And I've avoided going out
anywhere.
So yes.
You've left the house 3 times since the middle of March?
Yeah, I have.
And only one of those times got out of the vehicle, and that was to go pick up trash on the side of the road for Adopt a Highway program. That we're part of.
Right.
So, you know, that's like, yeah.
And the only other human I was close to was David.
Yeah.
So, interestingly, other places that, this is from Kiplinger.com, Ace Hardware has openings. Amazon, for good or ill, okay, say what you want.
Yeah.
CVS Health, Dollar Tree, and Dollar General.
So there's still folks out there that are hiring.
Right.
That it's something.
Yeah, all of the major takeout food chains,
yeah.
Domino's, Pizza Hut, Papa John's, I haven't heard of Hungry Howie's, but apparently it's a thing. It's probably regional someplace.
Yeah.
They're looking for drivers. You've got a car, but you don't have a job. DoorDash, Grubhub,
uh-huh.
Instacart, and other food delivery services.
Are huge.
Again,
I mean, we go to place an order through the local grocery store, it's a Harris Teeter, and the first delivery time frame available is in like, you know, 3 weeks. So they definitely, through Instacart, and so drivers are definitely needed.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of thing. So that's there are things to do. That's on the mundane side of things to help open up the opportunity for prosperity to come your way.
Right.
In the world, and this is a crazy time, and this is a really stressful
right.
time.
Right. And if you are physically able to, if you are not otherwise in one of those categories where your health is significantly at risk, and you really don't want to leave your house, because it's not healthy for you to even try to do that. Obviously, this is not going to work for you, and there are other things.
Well, some may, though, because the drivers, I mean, we ordered stuff tonight, delivered, and the guy came up, dropped it off on our stoop, rang the doorbell. By the time I got to the door, they were, like, already in the car.
Right. They
so
are doing contactless delivery is a big thing now.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm sure that the folks delivering the food, the only people they really have contact with are the people in the restaurant that they're picking the food up from.
Right.
Yeah.
There has been a significant increase in home package deliveries. So FedEx and UPS also are looking for help as well.
We're over time.
So
yeah.
Those are some places, some ways to start.
Mm-hmm.
And at its most simple to create an environment for having increased abundance in your life can be as simple as walking outside your door where there are forested areas, where there is a park where you can walk around in your own backyard,
mm-hmm.
even if you don't, we're not talking about wild places necessarily, where you can connect with living things, where if you're inside in an apartment building and you have plants, you can connect with the plants that you have.
Yep.
Even doing simple connections with whatever plants you have available to you and walking outside on the ground, on the dirt,
mm-hmm.
can be a very life-affirming thing and to help create those conditions within you to help bring about better situations to create more sources of abundance. Again, making those tiny steps to improve your physical health where you are able to. Again, doesn't have to be something big. We can work on baby steps together. Doing that work to connect with, making a point to connect with people, even if you are not happy, perky, joyful right now. I don't know that anyone is.
True.
Find those things in your life that you do have gratitude for. Find even one thing in your life to try to make you happy, even in some small way, to, again, increase opportunities to have more abundance in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and likewise, if you are one of those people that still is employed, and there are plenty of people who are, you can likewise also go to a number of organizations. One of them was that the Charity Finder, and it gives information on the various organizations that have better track records right now for getting relief to people.
Yeah.
So.
Cool. Okay.
And so we'd like to, as we close out the hour, we would like to thank everybody for listening now and in the future. We'd like to thank Circle Sanctuary for allowing us the opportunity to come on the air and hopefully provide people with some resources and services and help in whatever way we can.
Yeah. Yep.
Just make sure. Also, we've got regular stuff going on many days out of the week.
Oh, and keep an eye open for June, because there's going to be some special programming on the various Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts programs in June that are associated with Pagan Spirit Gathering, because obviously, well, in case you didn't know, this year's Pagan Spirit Gathering has been canceled. So they have there are other activities that are in the works that we're planning for June that relate to PSG to kind of keep that spirit going somehow this year while we all stay home and stay safe. So keep an eye open for that. There'll be shows on Circle Talk and on Nature Mystic and Nature Spirituality, Selena's shows, and
I'm sure Lunatic Mondays as well.
Lunatic Mondays on, you know, Laura's shows on Monday, and we'll probably do something on Moon Magic, and there might be some other shows on some other days that we don't normally do, some other podcasts on other days that obviously can be downloaded after the fact. But if you like to listen live, keep an eye open for those. So keep an eye open for what we're going to be doing for June. There's some good PSG stuff get ready to happen. So there you go. Okay.
So what song are you going to take us out with, Dave?
We just uploaded this the other day, and it's one of my favorites by Dave the Bard. It's the Greenwood Grove by Dave the Bard.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't say that three times fast. So I thought we'd close out with that. And everybody be safe.
Take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourself. Have a good night. And blessed be.
Blessed be.
intoxicating. I am the IV, heed my warning. Yellow broom, I offer healing. Blackthorn sharp for death preparing. The elder is a life of learning. Further distant future showing. Come follow me, come dance with me. Come with me to the greenwood groves with magic there to see. The lord of the wild with his fairy kin. Deep within the greenwood grove we'll dance the magic ring. I am the boss, I am destroying. From death recreating. Hear the aspen's leaves are whispering that you is death and life returning. Come follow me, come dance with me. Come with me to the greenwood groves with magic there to see. The lord of the wild with his fairy kin. Deep within the greenwood grove we'll dance the magic ring.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.